Good morning. Today is the 11th day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count the Omers yet, please do so during daylight hours. A friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is at 7:15. Mishnayos are studied today as they are every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka Baser B'Yitzchak. We are learning Masechta Negoim. We are in Perek Yud Gimel. We're going to learn Mishnayos Hey and Vav. The Mishnayos have been talking to us about a house that had Saras, Neged Saras in it. Habayis HaMuzgar Mitamim Mitocho. What we had said yesterday was a house that is Muzgar, that was confined by the Kohen, waiting to determine as to whether the house is it's fully infected and can't be repaired, or it's just a temporary situation. So that we had said it's tummy on the inside. But the Mishnah today begins, Habonim and Hamuzgar Betor. After the tummy stones are replaced and the house is going through its extra week of confinement, so other stones that were removed from the house and used in the building in repairing a different house that was always Tor, Bechazar Nega Labayas, and then the stones that you took out after the week, the Nega appears back on the first house. So now what we said is the first house is going to have to be demolished, including the stones that get taken out of it. Chazar al Avanim, and so therefore, Chazar Labayas, Cholitzes Avanim, you have to take out the stones from there, even though you built it into a new building. Chazar al Avanim, if the Nega returns to the stones that were moved from the first house and are now in the second house, so we treat that Habayis HaRishon Yinatet. So the first house has to be removed. Vavanim Yishamshuas Habayis HaSheni B'Simanim. But the Nega is considered as though it appears now on the second house. If it's on those stones, so the first house is already considered destroyed. The second house, where the stones actually are, it is an indicator. And now the bias has to go through confinement for the second time on the second house, which may mean that the second house too will have to be destroyed. The Mishnah continues in Mishnah Vav, Bayis Shu Meisach HaGabi Bayis HaMenuga, V'chein Ilan Shu Meisach HaGabi Bayis HaMenuga. What if you have a house that has tzaras in it, and it's inside a larger house, or it's completely under a tree? So Anichnas L'chitzon Tor Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that, look, the tuma is inside the inside house, and so therefore, if you're in the larger house, or if you're under the tree, that's going to be, you are going to be tahor. And this is similar to a case on that where you have a nega in the lower part of a house, where the tuma doesn't extend into the upper floor that belongs to somebody else. So I'm Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar disagrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he says, wait a minute, I don't understand that. Ma'im evan achas mimenu metame bibia. Right? If tzaras, if a person has a tzaras stone inside and in a different house, we just learned that it makes the entire house tamei through the tumah of what we call tumas bia. So if that's the case, hu atzmo lo yitamei bibia, the fact that the whole house happens to be inside, subsumed by a larger home, you want to tell me that what? That that's not going to make it tamei bibia? And so therefore, even the larger house, the person in the larger house should be considered tamei. And of course, the Mishnah says, in such a situation, that's the way he feels the halacha should be. And the halacha, certainly the Bar Tanura and the Rambam, paskin like the stricter opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day.